Hello and welcome to Battlestar Brothel. I am your co-host Dustin, and I'm here with my very hoarse co-host Matt.
Just call me a horse.
Yes, I'm. Might as well call you Mr. Ed the rest of this evening. Today we're talking about season 4, episodes 1 and 2, "He That Believeth in Me" and 6 of 1. It's like a two-parter to be continued sort of thing on Netflix. So. It's good times. Definitely some tense moments and a few big changes, especially within the Cylons.
There's like a coup.
Yeah, there's become somewhat of a split in the ranks there. We've got number six and a few of the other Cylons are disagreeing with, what is it, 1, 8, and 4 maybe? Those guys?
No, 8s were on 6's side, but Boomer switched over.
Right.
It was like 1, 3, 4.
There you go.
And then, whatever.
But, yeah, they started realizing that the Centurions are... Is that the name of them, Centurions?
The Raiders. The flying ones?
No, not the flying ones. It's the legged ones, if you will. I think they're called Centurions, right?
Yeah, the legged ones are Centurions.
Yeah, those are the ones that are becoming smarter, right? They're starting to learn.
No, they were talking about Raiders.
What?
Yeah.
Then
the Raiders were getting smarter, and that's why they didn't want to fire on the fleet, because they think that the final 5 Cylons are in the human fleet.
Right, but I think it's all the machines then, because the Centurions weren't listening to number one, right?
The Centurions weren't. What Trisha Helfert did was while Cavill was going through and lobotomizing all the Raiders, she went through and took out the inhibitor chips of
the Centurions.
Yeah.
Right. So now they are able to learn.
Battlestar Galactica. So my Battlestar. Sit down. You talk to Justin in a minute.
So maybe I misread that then. I did see the moment where the Raider was like, his eyes were going red, and Anders' eyes turned red a little bit. And
scanned Anders' eyes or his pupils or something and was like, whoa, right. That's my brother from another mother.
Yeah, and they don't quite know who they are yet. Well, none of the like flesh and blood Cylons know yet.
Yeah.
Do you have any theories on who the last Cylon is?
I mean, after these? The stuff that Gaius was talking about with hearing music was very, alarming, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's Thrace, because her giving the masthead for the Admiral's ship was an allegory for her leading the way.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that'd be a Cylon.
Okay. Don't you think it'd be pretty interesting if the President was a Cylon?
It'd be interesting, but I don't know.
I think there's more than 12, I bet.
You think?
Yeah, and I bet one of them is Gaius and one of them is the President.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is that now 12?
Just because of the sheer amount of visions and stuff and being able to be in the same, like, dreams and thoughts of, like, number 6.
Joseph Eder. There's only 12. There's not 14.
Joseph thinks there's 14? Man, who could the 14th be?
I don't know. He's back here yelling 14.
Well, I bet you all of our listeners are like, oh my God, Joseph knows.
Dude, if there's really 14, I'm going to be pissed. I'm straight up pissed off.
You, like, ask him whatever he wants, and I will bring it to him if there are legitimately 14.
Joe, how many Cylons are there? How many?
3, 2, 1.
Blast off? He just did a little dance instead.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, I don't even know what to say anymore. Oh my God, he'll talk to you in a minute. Give him a second, okay?
But okay, so we have Thrace holding the President at gunpoint, and the President not being able to shoot Thrace because she believes, that there's a little bit of truth in that. And I don't understand how the whole fleet can go along with the President's like theories on where Earth is, and they can make all these big changes, but whenever Thrace comes up with that information and is so sure about it, no one believes her. Is it because she came back? They think that she's a Cylon? That's why they don't believe her?
I think it's because they believe that they saw her die.
Right.
And one of the things that they've seen die and come back were Cylons.
Cylon. Gotcha.
I mean, it would make sense to me, you know?
Put
me
on edge. Yeah.
Mm. I don't know.
But I like that near the end there, the Admiral gave Thrace a ship and is kind of like going along with what she's doing.
Yeah.
I think that was a smart move.
I really thought for a while that he had just written her off, and then he was fondling that masthead. Mm-hmm. He was like, "Oh, bitch is gonna lead me. She's the Oracle of Delphi, man."
The last thing, okay, fondling mastheads reminds me of Beavis and Butthead Do America. Mm-hmm. Whenever they're playing the that roller coaster song, and Beavis is climbing up on the. Yeah, Beavis is climbing up on that big masthead in the casino, and he's, like, fondling it. Oh, shit. That's good stuff.
I haven't seen that movie since the theater.
Man, I need to pull it out and watch it. It's good stuff. Anyway, any other big moments going on? I mean,
I'm curious if the Centurions are now going to hunt down all of the other three models of Cylon, or if they're just killing those main ones in the voting chamber.
Well, once they kill the main ones in the voting chamber, they're going to come back, and they're going to have those memories, so I assume that they should probably...
But not if they do like they did to Lucy Lawless and just put the rest of the bodies on ice for an indeterminate amount of time.
Yeah, that's quite true. That's a possibility. Maybe they've already done that, and the other ones don't know about it yet, 1, 3, and 4.
Why do they keep calling the ones that drive the ship hybrids? Hybrids of what?
Human and machine, I would think.
But, I mean, so is that what's going to happen to little Hera when she grows up? Is she going to be an engine to a ship?
Maybe. So. I mean, I guess she's the only hybrid at this point, right? Or no, what were the other hybrids then?
No, there's that thing that they blew up in Razor.
Oh, yeah.
That was a hybrid.
Right, those the experiments and stuff?
Yeah, so I don't know, man. We're just going to have to, like, wait and see, fucking figure it all out.
I don't think Hera is a hybrid. If she is, well, I guess technically she is a hybrid.
Yeah, but not the ship hybrid.
No. Okay. No, certainly not.
Maybe it's like where a skin job had sex with a raider.
It's possible.
And then they made a hybrid ship skin job thing. Mm-hmm. Man, yeah, I'm really out on a limb there. I don't know about
Thrace,
that.
Thrace has to be a Cylon.
No.
Like, how many other humans flew a raider? How many other humans like had that kind of connection with the raider?
That one bulldog that escaped?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. There's another one.
So he's a Cylon, too.
That puts us at 15. Joe's wrong.
Oh, man. My mind is just so blown after so many episodes of, like, it could go so many different directions. But I think it's cool that the Cylons are starting to fall apart. Their ranks are starting to fall apart.
They are.
And it seems as if the humans are starting to pull themselves together a little bit.
I like it.
Yeah, definitely. Admiral Adama is starting to get a good head on his shoulders, and they're starting to move in the right direction. So, all in all, I'm ready for the next episode.
Sounds like a plan, man.
Yeah. So say we all.
So say we all.
Yeah.